It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Roastmaster Jeff Ross.
Hi, everybody.
I am so happy that we spent really the last week with you.
Yeah, bud.
Getting to see you in your true, true element, doing what you do so well.
As the Roastmaster, I just watched the Bruce Willis roast, which if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it online. It is, I've seen you in a lot of roasts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck Bea Arthur with her dick is one of the greatest.
I wouldn't
of all.
Fuck Courtney Love with Bea Arthur's dick.
Holy shit! I wouldn't Sandra Bernhard. Holy shit! I wouldn't fuck you with Bea Arthur's
dick. There it is. Okay, right, sorry, we got it wrong. I'm still saying that's one of the best jokes ever. I thought you in this Bruce Willis roast, you were on your game like I've never seen before, and it was maybe one of your best roasts.
Thanks.
I thought so. Watch it online, and then the new season of Roast Battle. Which,
we'll get to that. Let's get into that in the next segment. I really will get into it because we got Dan here. We got Jeff.
And I have an exclusive on that I just found out.
Okay, nice. Great. Okay. So we'll release that here, guys. We believe that the world is getting dumber, Jeff, and you're out in the world. You have to admit that global warming and
Global roasting.
So let's globally roast some dumb people as we get these great stories sent us by our dumb ears on the ground. Dan gets them.
We don't know them. We've never heard
Jeff's
them.
Jeff's never heard them. Dan barely knows them. So let's get into one, shall we?
Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go.
Smarten up the world.
Sent in by Dan Leon or Leon. Depends on how fancy you want to get with it.
You got a little French on it.
Is it the Kings of Leon or the Kings of
Leon? It's Kings of Leon. It is Kings of Leon. A lot of people don't know that. It's just it's just Eagles and it's Kings of Leon.
Okay.
It's not the Eagles.
No. Great.
At designer 1973.
Yes.
Love those 1973 designs.
45-year-old person.
Doylestown, Ohio. Mm-hmm. On name alone, you're like, bat shit.
There's dumb.
Not the people or the town, but just it went bad.
Something's going to happen. Like Doylestown, Ohio. What comes to mind of that is just like eight different Waffle Houses, like within like a block of each other.
Where's Doylestown in relation to Columbus, I wonder?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, where is this place? Like, how dumb is it?
South?
As you get further from Columbus, it just starts getting dumber.
A bad decision by two men to hop onto a CSX train led to a bizarre 911 call from one of the trespassers as the train rumbled from Huron County to Wayne County.
By the way, if you were a hobo in the 1920s and you jumped a train and one of you didn't make it, that was it.
You weren't calling 911.
No.
You weren't calling anyone.
No, you were like, bye, Louie.
And it is one.
Thanks
of those-
for the block of cheese.
It is one. Yeah, that's one of those things where you throw your stuff on the train first, and then you try to hop on. And like, if that guy doesn't make it, you got a whole new set of stuff. Am I like the only one here who thinks it's amazing that train hopping still happens?
I can't imagine.
So none of you have done it.
No.
None of you have ever hopped
have
on a train.
Have you ever hopped on
no,
a train?
No, but there's a lot of train yards in Rochelle, Illinois.
Sure. He grew up like north of Chicago.
And a lot of people go and like play on the trains. You're not supposed to, obviously you're trespassing. You're not supposed to do that.
Movies make it seem like it's super easy to do.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, as a New Yorker, I've seen people do very, very provocative, like dangerous things on subways.
Yeah,
me too. So imagine if, you know, you don't live near a subway, you live near a train, you get used to...
I bet if the subway walls weren't so close to the train and someone could just like ride it, hang on the outside, they would do it.
Right.
If they're like, I'm 100%. Late for work, I'll do that up for like two stops.
The problem is a lot of people around the world, around the country, have nothing to live for. So they're like, yeah, sure, I'm
anything's
gonna
possible.
I'm gonna jump a train.
And what's the worst that can happen to me? I still live.
I gotta go to work tomorrow.
It works out.
Job or find a job. Yeah.
Investigators said that Christian Hale,
Christian Bale of
Christian
hobos.
Hale, and Kevin Sloan, It sounds like two porn dudes, right?
Hale and Christian Sloan.
Hale and Kevin Sloan.
Hale and Sloan could also be your like 5 p.m. eyewitness news team.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Kevin, Christian Hale.
Back before they let women read that sort of thing. I'm Christian Hale.
With the weather.
They jumped onto a moving train in Willard around 4 a.m. Tuesday. What? This is what you're saying. Like, nothing to live for. What right. are you doing at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday in a train yard?
Right.
Unless you're like 17.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you aren't doing is like making
talking
sure
to your
kids gas.
Yeah, right.
You're not having a fulfilling relationship with the people who raised you.
Yeah. It's not like, let me get my taxes done or hop this train.
I got two options here. What am I doing? Yeah.
When the train picked up speed, the men couldn't get off and hung onto the outside of the two cars for up to 60 miles.
Wow.
That's a long time
to hold on to the
train.
Outside
of
the train. You know what this is reminding me of? All these like ridiculous stunts that Tom Cruise does himself.
Right.
Have you seen the new Mission Impossible?
He's hanging on a plane.
It's great. I saw it last
night. Have you ever roasted Tom Cruise?
I've done a roast with Tom Cruise.
Where you got to get some jabs in? Do you remember your Tom Cruise jabs?
I can't remember my Tom Cruise jokes, but I do remember we were roasting Matt Lauer in New York, Friars Club roast, mm-hmm. not televised. Mm-hmm. And Tom Cruise and him had a famous
feud on camera.
Feud yeah. on the oh, Today
yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
About psychology yeah. helping people who have postpartum depression and anyone. Yeah, what a
great memory. And I remember Tom Cruise came out as a special guest. I can't remember the jokes. I can't remember the jokes, but
if
remember,
Lauer didn't like a joke, did he hit a button underneath the desk
exactly.
and lock himself in? Yeah.
No, but that is the plot of the next Mission Impossible.
Spoiler alert.
Tom Cruise gets locked in Matt Lauer's office.
He's got to get
he's
out.
He's just sexually harassing him until he can get out.
He's yeah. got
to
get out.
Because Lauer has a mission for him, should he choose to accept
should
it.
Should you yeah. choose to
and
accept
it. And it's not possible.
You know what? Even if you don't choose to accept it, I'm locking the
get
door.
On your knees.
Yeah. The men couldn't get off the train and hung on to the outside of it
for 60 miles.
Wayne County Captain Doug Hunter. He's a cop named Doug Hunter. Estimates
he also just hunts Doug.
Uh-huh. He's Doug the
Doug
train,
the bounty hunter.
Yeah. He's a train jumper spotter yeah. hunter.
He says that the train reached speeds of up to 40 to 50 miles per hour hanging onto the outside for 60 miles. That's endurance. Wow.
That's over an hour. They're hanging on for over
yeah.
an hour. That's hand strength. That should be the new American Ninja Warrior.
Near Doylestown, Hale frantically dialed 911 and explained the confusing situation to the dispatcher.
So they have cell phones with service.
Right.
They can't be hobos. They're not hobos.
No, they're just
why
guys.
Why not? It's a modern-day yeah, hobo. These millennial hobos have fucking cell phones, man.
I like how the police account is like the two men. Like, if you actually saw a picture of these guys, you'd be like, men? they're probably barely hanging on as human beings.
In every sense. The train
men
and
is,
life.
Right. Men is too complete.
Quote, yeah. I'm on a train, he said. This is Christian Hale. The dispatcher responded, you're on a train? Yeah, it's going really fast, and I don't know where it's going. I wanted to play some of this 911 call.
Let's hear it. Let's hear
oh,
it.
Oh, this is him on the train hanging on.
It's so obvious what he's saying is trying to, what's going on.
Okay.
The dispatcher.
Let's hear
18,
it.
18-4. 52, 54.
All right, Siri, get to it.
911, what's your emergency?
Me and my friend stepped on the train because we like kind of jumped on it. The train was like going really fast. And I really don't know where we're at or where we're going.
So too much explanation.
Okay, I'm sorry.
By the way, he said we kind of jumped on
a train.
Kind of jumped on it is like...
We won't admit guilt yet. He's just trying to see if they can get out of
it. I kind of forgot that I have to do this thing.
Right.
Like,
I kind of did the dumbest thing ever.
And I'm going 45 miles per hour.
I'm kind of in a Woody Guthrie song.
Kevin Spacey, I kind of laid on Anthony Rapp.
No, yeah. You did. You did. You didn't kind of do it.
You made
definitely
a choice.
Did.
And I can't get off.
Kevin Spacey, ignore this guy. I don't know where I'm going. It's the
okay,
truest thing he's ever
how does he not? How do you not hear the train in the back of that?
No, I'm on a train.
You're on a train.
Yeah, and it's going really fast, and I don't know where it's going.
Okay. Do you work for the company, or
this is like? I mean, the dispatcher is doing the best he can.
Is he?
He's trying to ask why he's prolonging this call.
But,
I can never tell if they're trained to be so calm
or they're just people who are like,
he's saying I'm on a train that's going really fast.
there's no way the dispatcher thinks that he's on the
like
hanging
he's talking
off,
to a 4-year-old. He's like, good for you, buddy. Way to go, buddy.
But the most true thing he said in that whole thing is, I don't know where I'm going. Like, at all. In life.
Yep.
On this train.
It sounds like a John Mayer song.
Yeah.
I've hopped on this train. It's going really fast, and I don't know where I'm going.
There you go.
He said, yeah, it's really, that's literally the quote, and I don't know where it's going. Hale, who told the dispatcher he was scared, gave an unusual answer when the operator asked him why he was on the train. Quote, it's better than walking. It scared the shit out of us.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you on the train? It's better than walking. How'd that work out for you?
It scared the shit out of us.
Yeah. The fact that the person was able to call 911 while he's hanging onto the outside of a train. Imagine, you call, man. You call. Dude,
I can't reach my phone.
I'm out of minutes. I need you to call.
You want me to call?
I have
rollover. What's the number? It's 9. I can't hear you.
Right.
What? One.
They said that that's very unusual, Doug Hunter said. The dispatcher notified CSX, which stopped the train at the Whitman Road crossing in Chippewa Township. However, the train hoppers took off. They were like, let's get out of here.
Smart.
Deputies found them about a mile away, and a body camera video captured their arrest. They were charged with trespassing. In the back of the cruiser, Christian Hale told a deputy he only planned to ride through Willard. So he's just looking to cut through town.
Yeah, just a little ride that could end my life.
I thought it was going to stop in Willard, and it didn't. I don't know if he's talking about the train or his life.
I thought my life was going to stop in Willard, and now here we are. Here I am. I'm still here.
I should have never gotten on the train. I know it was a stupid idea, and I never should have did it. I wasn't going to, and I never will again. Well, you did. You weren't going to, but you did it.
Yeah.
You don't get to go back and be like, I wasn't going to. Yeah,
no,
you were.
You don't get to do a why.
Yeah,
I wasn't
you were.
Going. Bad grammar is also a train he can't get off of.
Right. According to yeah. Operation Lifesaver, Ohio ranked 11th in the county in railroad trespass casualties in 2015 with 15 deaths and 13 injuries. Before we get out of here, I'm going to ask you guys, how old do you think Christian Hale is?
Now, we heard his voice.
What chapter in his life do you think he is?
Where
right
is
now?
This guy?
I already know.
You already
know.
Okay.
How old? 19.
19 years old.
And why? What's the logic for 19?
It's why, because every time I look, well, saving a couple bucks, maybe doesn't have a car, but also right. like when they say man, and then you look at it, it's like, oh, it's a boy who's just not old enough to be called a man.
All right. That's Jason or Randy?
He's a old man in the vote. Eyes of the law, but not in anybody else.
Old enough right. to vote.
Right.
All right. I'm going to say the guy's 28. I think he's a little more than that.
Okay.
I think he's lived a little life.
I think
life.
He's right in between. I think he's 23. 23 years old, probably has 2 kids.
Okay, so 23 from Randy.
Mm-hmm. 19.
19 for Jeff.
And I don't even usually make jokes about trainees, but I know it's not politically correct to,
in this day and age
to make fun of trainees.
He's right.
By the way, it's transitioning. And he's transitioning.
He's transitioning from one
town to the other.
From one end of the town to the other.
But his life stays in the exact
same identifies
place.
As a guy in Willardsville.
Willardsville.
All right. Townies, get your answers in right
Shout
now.
Shout at your earbuds.
Because Christian Hale, the man on the train,
is
20 years old.
Oh, well, Jeff.
And here's a picture of the two of them. He's the guy on the right, and you were exactly right.
The facial hair is the only thing that makes you say he could be a man.
Right.
You are 100% right.
Yeah,
Jeff Ross knows people.
He looks like
before.
A mop has been turned upside down.
It's amazing what a few decades of sizing people up can do.
Dude, that's what roasting is all about.
I don't even need to see him at this point. The other night, I was on stage with Craig Robinson at the Improv, and he's playing piano, and he likes to do this bit with me called Spot Roast, where I turn around, face the wall, and he talks to people in the audience, and I roast them without even looking at them.
This is like blindfold roasting.
And I always do the same joke. Sounds fat.
Works every time. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the roast battle this season. Jay and I were a part of it with Jeff Ross. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We have Jeff Ross, who is a wonderful follow on Instagram. I follow him. He is
the real Jeffrey Ross.
And the real Jeffrey Ross on Twitter as well, right?
And real Jeffrey
real
Ross.
Jeffrey
real
Ross. Jeffrey
I added
Ross.
The for Instagram.
The okay. for Instagram.
One day I'll straighten all this shit out.
Right. Either he's way, great on follow. Twitter as well. Follow him. We had so much fun, and I want to thank you because you really were like, I have an idea. This is a few while back. He's like, I have an idea. I want the two of you guys to roast each other on the roast battle, and we were like, wow, that
we've never
roasted anyone before.
let alone get super personal with each other and roast each other.
Right.
And you were, I'm not going to say what you said to us, but right. you were like really specific about how you wanted us to go at it and go at each other. And we took it as a challenge, but also like a challenge from our friend that we've known for 20 years.
Yeah.
We're like,
we chose to believe in you. You were like, I believe in you guys and I know right. you can do this. We didn't necessarily think that, but we like decided to trust your instinct.
Thank you, guys. You know,
so glad we did.
Been watching you guys a long time. You're so funny. And we're trying to put the battles together. And this season is dream battles.
Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of spots. So I was like, the Solaris could do a tag team or team up. Or then I keep going in my head. Boy, it kills me to give, you know, two people who are dying to roast, who've been roast battling, to not have that spot open. But then I go, well, it's nice to have headliners on the show, and you guys are headliners, and I think basically you having your own battle
was amazing.
Is incredible. And then the whole thing is, you know, well, who's the funny one?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's or
and
even,
you prove that you're both hilarious.
Thank you. Well, here's the thing that I love, and this is what's great, is that if you look at our act and you've watched us do stand up for, like I said, 20 plus years. That's not what we do in our act specifically. There are moments right. where we get on each other, but that's really not what we do. So to be able to have established a career in several stand-up specials and right. a whole thing, and then do something completely counter to it it's amazing. It feels like it was a setup for this. Like our whole yeah. career is a setup for this moment.
I love that.
Which I'm not overplaying it. It was one of the coolest things we've done. And it's a week later and I'm still riding the high of that experience. Yeah. It could not have gone better.
The laughs were huge.
Thank you. And we did not know what it was going to be. And that was part of the joy. I can't remember. It was like there was a time.
You guys were nervous.
We were. Yeah,
first
we
of all, I put it out there during a live roast battle here in LA that wasn't televised, that we do for fun every Tuesday at the Comedy Store. And you guys were judging, as you often do. And I'd been percolating this idea in my head, and I hadn't really run up by Comedy Central, but I knew Brian Moses would be into it. And
he was.
And you're part of the roast battle tribe.
Yeah.
So I go, how do we get these guys on the show? They're experts in roast battle, even though they don't roast. I also don't really roast in my stand-up, but I know how to roast.
That's
so
right.
To me, I go, well, these guys are... We'll
figure it out.
It's not about whether you're an observational comic no. or an impressionist or a drug. Like, if you have timing... You can roast.
You can. And if you have like good jokes, you can roast.
And if you have a singular worldview or even in your case, whatever, a double worldview if you know how to work a room, mm-hmm. roast battle will work for you. And you guys have, you know, all of those tools in your tool belt. So I figured it would work.
What I love is what it further shows, and this is, you know, we spent a whole career trying to say, look, we're not a gimmick. We're both really funny. Like, if it's just right. one of us judging the roast battle, you're never like, oh, this isn't going to work because the other one isn't here. You're like, no, this is going to be funny because Randy's funny or Jason's funny. We know. And we know that we are funny individually. And it takes someone to know us really well to say, like, I know these guys can be funny individually. I know that on their own, they will bring the fire. And so when we put that in a battle together, it'll be incredible. All right, so do you know when our thing is airing?
Yes, it'll air a week from Tuesday.
Okay, so this drops
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right. A week from the 7th.
A week from today when this drops, yes.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, so there you go. I will say to you guys, watch the whole series.
DVR the whole series.
Jay and I were like,
we premiered tonight on Comedy Central.
Premiered tonight on Comedy
Central. Jamar Neighbors versus Yamanika Saunders.
One of the best battles I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
That's tonight.
Battle. That's New York versus LA. That is two people who just bring it. Who own the stage when they step on
that
stage.
They were amazing. It was incredible. And then
we came back and watched them all.
Yeah, Jay and I were like, had talent passes. We snuck back in to go see the other battles.
Of course, your family. Roast battle family.
All right, let's.
But then next week, when you guys do it, when you guys agreed, it gave me the idea to do a family themed episode.
And Joe List and his wife.
So the battle before your main event is Joe List and Sarah Tolomash. And it's a hilarious battle.
Amazing.
I'm not going to tell you the result.
No.
I believe they're still together a week later. have not gotten confirmation.
We should check. We should
if anybody check. Runs into those two, tell them, please make sure they're okay.
Jeff will pay for their therapy.
I will. We always have a divorce attorney waiting backstage.
Which you got to have. I mean, even for the two of us. You
at
had
Roast
a
Battle, you had we have estate attorneys. We have divorce attorneys. We have paramedics.
Paramedics you got to have. Paramedics.
We have psychologicals, PTSD experts.
They're Roast all Battle. Backstage. It's like a whole team of people with clipboards backstage, and it's perfect.
Did you guys learn anything about each other or yourselves from the Roast Battle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, again, I'm buzzing still. Just because of the confidence that we were able to show.
It was fun to go at each other.
It was super fun to go at each other. It was super fun for me to like just watch him take the floor and like hold in the right moment for the joke and then nail the joke. And I was like, that was good. There were a couple times where I was like, that was really good. I don't know what to say. I had laughed at some of the jokes.
We had to be on our toes. I mean, it's great because it felt like the two of us performing, but it was so different.
Who worked harder on it?
Oh, I don't know how hard he worked on it. I worked super hard.
I worked really, really hard. I worked super hard.
Did either of you? Yeah.
I worked super hard into the nights. I think Randy probably came to his set quicker, and he had a couple like ready to roll, and I think I had to find a couple more. I had to work a little bit harder, but it was.
Did either of you think about your physical? Like, am I going to get in shape for this? Am I going to try to look better than him?
No, we just had to be real.
This is what we are.
Be ourselves.
It's not going to get much better than this.
Yeah, it was. Like
I do think you know. You guys went. The one thing you did was you went. You know, you kept punching after the bell, which I always find enjoyable. And, you know, normally one battler does that and one doesn't.
Right.
So I'll have to penalize, even though they're hilarious, like as the judge.
But
you both went over the bell. And then you both.
Don't give any more. Don't give away anymore. I don't want to, like, you got to watch it. I want people to watch it. Don't give anything away.
But what I do think is that you guys could probably roast each other a little bit in your stand up act, and the audience would eat it up.
Hey, by the way, I think we might carry it in, and that's a great idea. All right, let's jump to another story. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Great stuff, guys. Thank you for doing
the
battle.
You're the best for believing in us. These people who listen to this podcast know how much we love Roast Battle, how many roast battle people we've had on.
We're like the biggest proponents of it.
For the first time, we're actually able to say we're a part of it. So every single person who listens to this podcast.
Watch tonight, watch every night, and then watch us next
time. Comment on it or go to Comedy Central and tell them more, because it's a great show.
Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
This was sent in by Bob Satnan.
Bob Saget of
SAT.
By the way, we were up in the belly room one night and Saget showed up.
Yep.
He was fantastic.
At @B_Satnan. All right, here we go. You may have seen cars crashed into houses. But rarely,
Stop. I've never seen that.
Have you ever seen a car crash into a house?
No.
You haven't lived, brother. You need to start hopping trains.
Maybe like in a fraternity movie.
Exactly.
But not in life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, you've maybe never imagined them like this. Early Saturday, a minivan launched into a home in Newburgh in Ozaukee County. Embedding wheels first several feet off the ground like a toy car stuck onto a birthday cake. I'm going to show you guys some pictures. Look at this car. It's in the second floor. It's into the second floor of this house.
What?
Yeah.
Show Jeff.
Look at this.
That is.
When you leave your house that day to go get, I'm imagining like a Mountain Dew Code Red and a Tombstone Pizza.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not like I'm going to drive airborne into the side of a house.
You have to try to do that. To me, I think if you tried to do that 50 times, Jeff, you couldn't do that.
I don't understand. How did it get launched?
Air.
It probably drove up off the curb.
Miraculously, it digs into it. Miraculously, neither the driver nor the man in the bedroom was hurt. Annette Benning, 73 years old. So yes,
could be Annette Benning.
Happened to be in the bathroom when she heard the bang at about 3 a.m. So 3 in the morning, something just makes this woman go pee.
She's like, she was 73. Jeff used to live with your grandfather.
Yeah.
You know the timing of old people. They got to get up in the middle of the night to pee.
My cousin Aaron's here. He's how old? 69?
71.
How many times do you pee a day, a night?
A night, three, four.
Three or four times tonight.
Drinking a lot more.
A lot more. He's drinking a lot more.
It'd be more. The odds are less that she'd be in bed.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously, we'd be shocked if like she was laying in bed, not peeing, middle of the night.
She's up in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden, a car comes to their bedroom.
Well, her 78-year-old husband Ken was still in bed, but she couldn't open.
To me, I want the article to be like he did not wake up.
No,
he slept through it.
Ken's still asleep. At the time of writing this, Ken is still asleep.
Slept through it.
But she couldn't open the door to the bedroom because the impact had shifted the entire frame of the whole room.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a van coming through the middle of the house.
Wow. And it is stuck. Not just, I thought it was going to be like the front of the car. Wheels and the back is hanging out.
It.
No, it's like as if you were to take
the car first
and jam it into
the underside of the car is into the house.
Wait, are you confusing Bruce Willis's entrance at the roast?
Yes.
On the motorcycle?
That would have been unbelievable if he went up into the backdrop. That would have been hilarious.
Quote, finally we got it open, she said. That's Annette. He was pretty shook up. Not himself, he said, or she said. Then her husband says, there's a car in the bed. Ken, we get it.
Jesus.
Quote, I could
there's
see the wheels.
There's a car in the bed.
She goes, I could see the wheels. It was on my side. I would have been dead. So the car is like next to Ken in the bed.
Right. Oh, my
God. It's the most excitement in that bedroom in years. Wow.
Ken was covered in oil, though. Because the Mazda minivan had struck a 4-foot rock retaining wall on its way up that tore the engine and transmission apart. So it lands in the house and is just shooting out oil and gasoline.
So he's lubed up. They could have sex for the first time.
Right there.
Honey, I think we're good.
Okay, I've never been this excited.
Okay, Ken. It tore the engine and transmission apart, said Yamon Inglis. I don't know. That's some guy with Lancer Garage and towing.
Yamon Inglis, I believe, opens for Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes, you're right.
I think he used to.
They ask you. They say that. Yamon Inglis. And you're like, see. Yes, I do.
See, I do.
The sheriff's office had called and given a detailed description. That's what Yamon said. But when I got to here to the scene, I could hardly wrap my head around it. You want me to come tow a car? Yeah, we'll be right there. What the?
How do you pull that off out of the house?
How do I get it out of the house?
He said, we've pulled a lot of cars, even semis, out of buildings, but never that are completely off the ground. Now, this is where it gets fun. The driver, Elva Richards of Wabika, was still in the driver's seat, unconscious or in some sort of altered state when a sheriff's deputy arrived. When he came to, he removed his seatbelt and then just proceeded to fall or jump 15 feet to the ground. The guy was like, he's stuck into the car. He takes it off, just looks at the ground. He's like, hey,
I'm going down.
Right. This is my.
And he actually could have walked down the steps.
Oh, completely. Exactly. He could have just gone through the bedroom.
This is where I get off. Meanwhile, Ted Kennedy is somewhere going like, I wish there was a house blocking the lake. If that was the problem, I'd be fine. I'd have a whole different life.
Wow.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of what he looks like. And it's very.
The guy who drove.
Yeah. Elva Richards. Mm-hmm. And he just looks like he's like, what? What? I didn't do it. First of all,
he's totally
I can't tell
unfazed.
If he needs to shave. Or just shaved.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's had a normal night.
First of all,
he looks like everyone who's ever done improv at UCB.
Right. Jeff, Jason, and I are like great head of hair. First things first. Like insanely
good.
I'm jealous of the guy's hair. How does that guy get good?
It's a waste of a beautiful head of hair.
It's a beautiful head of hair.
Richard told the deputy he smokes marijuana daily and eats cannabis oil gummies to control his disorder. That's all fine, but
what's
I don't know why you're driving.
Bad driving?
I don't, what does that have to do with you driving
it's
airborne?
It's a very rare chitty chitty bang bang disorder.
Inside the van, police found marijuana and a grinder. Richards is now charged with second degree reckless endangering safety and possession of marijuana.
Oh, boy.
Annette B9. Or Benlein,
whatever.
Said Richards, who was on his way to work in Germantown, came to her house.
On his way to work?
That's what she said.
Wow.
Where does
he work? No. He was on his way to work when he came by her house to apologize.
Oh, okay. I thought he was on his way to work when he landed in their bedroom.
She said she feels
bad. She said,
get
out of my bedroom.
She said, the husband was like, does this count as a three-way?
Right. It did, actually, with the car.
Yeah.
But not. Alva.
No.
And then she says something to him that could go for any single person we've ever talked about in Dumb People Town.
What does she
Quote,
say?
Annette said, I just told him, do something good with your life.
Jesus.
That, he needs that.
That's like her saying, like make up for it. Make up for what you just
I love that. What, the wisdom of a 70 of a woman.
73-year-old woman. Yep. Do something good
by
with
the way, our mom is 73 and with it. Very with it. I think
and
you've
would
met
say
our
that.
Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, and she gets up to pee a lot.
A lot. 7
it's
to 10
annoying
times
sometimes when I'm trying to
hang on a second. she's single. Yeah, hold on.
We're going to get out of here on this. Uh-huh. I've shown you his photo. Anybody else can go see his photo first if they want by going to the Dumb People Town Facebook page.
That's right.
How old do you think Alva Richards is? And you've seen his photo.
Yeah, now this can be deceiving.
4 a.m., he's driving around. He somehow gets airborne over a retaining wall.
Gummies.
Goes into the side of a house.
How old do you think he is?
We saw his picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was 29 or 30.
Okay.
Okay, 29 or 30.
I think he's 24.
Jason Sklar says 24.
I think he's 36.
36.
Yeah. 35 from Jeff's cousin.
All right, Jeff's cousin says 35.
I'm going to tell you right now
that
one of you is exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now
we get to play
the second
game.
Who
do
you
think
is right?
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, I said 29 or 30, so I'm not the winner.
Well, one of those numbers could be. You want to
do you think you're right? Do you think I'm right? Or do you think?
Let's do it again. What'd you say?
I said 24.
Jason Sklar says 24.
Randy said 36. And you said
29 or 30. Aaron's
is he included in this?
Yeah, he's one of the guests.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying you're right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but he said 35, and you said what?
36. I think I'm right.
Okay.
I think I'm right.
I think it's 29.
Okay.
All right, I think Jeff's right. I think it's 29.
Guys, get your answers in right now.
And who you think is right.
Wherever you are, yes.
Here we go.
Because Alva Richards is 35 years old.
Oh, Jeff's cousin.
Jeff's cousin with
Jeff's
the win.
Wow.
Good just going, Aaron.
Aaron just
horse.
Walks in here.
Aaron, the dark horse.
And he nails it. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more.
Designs by Aaron on Facebook.
Designs by Aaron. Follow him. Giving you a plug. Dan, give me a little taste of our final story.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Greg Barrett stole something.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
We'll find out. It looks like great.
After the break, we'll find out. It's more Dumb People Town with Jeff Ross right after this. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. We have Jeff Ross with us, who I'm not going to give anything away, but his battle with Blake Griffin, which is also part of this series, Blake
the
Griffin,
latest season of Roast Battle 3,
is unbelievable.
Thanks.
It is so good and so funny. The visual joke that happens at the beginning is one of my favorite. It was really, really fantastic.
Thank you.
So
love that you guys came out for that.
Always. Course, I mean,
my first roast battle. We both did our first roast battle.
I know. We roasted for the first time in a battle.
For being around it and a part of it for so long. I just love this show so much because there are moments that happen, and I don't even know if I've ever gotten to tell you. I forget the guy's name who's in the wheelchair.
Joe Urell.
So
E-U-R-E-L-L.
He wins a battle, and I believe you were there for it. He wins a battle, and he's won a bunch.
In L.A., at the Belly Room.
In the Belly Room, and he gets lifted up by people.
Right.
And they just hoist him in the air. Like he's the head coach of Notre Dame, and they just won the national championship.
Sure.
He gets literally a hero's for his work, for his brain, for his ability to develop this and do this stuff. I think about his parents, and I think like there were probably a moment when his parents were sort of saddled with what was going on with him health wise and said, he'll never have a moment on his own, completely on his own, where he is sort of in the world with able bodied people and able to compete. And here is this moment. And I think about that at times when I'm not there, and it makes me cry with joy
that
the Roast Battle is great enough that it is something that can reward. It's almost like Game of Thrones. I watch Game of Thrones and I'm like, oh, this is great because the underdogs really have a chance to win in certain ways. And in Roast Battle, everybody's equal. You step up to the mic.
I love that.
And they treat you. They don't shy away from your.
Yeah, no, you are going to be treated the way. You're not treated with kid gloves.
That's the point of the roast and roast
battle.
What's
said in those rooms, I feel like out of context would get people into a lot of trouble. But in the context of the roast battle, it's like done out of love. And you know, if anybody ever comes with anything mean, the whole room is like, whoa,
what was that?
That was too mean.
You know what I mean?
That was just mean with no comedy behind it.
Come on,
people
you gotta
snap.
Be creative.
But, you know, it is a very, roasting is a very normalizing thing. More and more disabled people will come on stage during my stand-up shows and ask to be roasted along with the lineup that I'll do.
And you're
because one of my best friends growing up, Mark Hincus, you know, my high school pal, he walks with arm braces.
Yeah.
He was in a car accident in high school and he walks on his arms basically. And the only time he feels insulted is when you leave him out of the jokes.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
As soon as you treat him differently, he gets offended.
Right. Yep. A lot of people, I think.
And people just like feeling like they're part of the fun.
Right.
Because you, and Rickles said it the best, you never take down someone you don't love.
Right.
You always take down the people that you love.
Of course.
And you always say, if you can take it, you're a big person.
Yeah.
And he would say that at the end. And tonight, you guys have been very big to me.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. You assume a lot about someone when you say, I'm going to go into you. All right. This season of Roast Battle, you guys have to
watch. Every Tuesday at 10, you guys, for all summer long.
There you go. All right. Ready? Daniel, let's jump into this last story.
Sent in by Robert Smirkansky. Nice. At Matted Blubber.
Smirkansky.
This guy sells his own, he makes his own sausage, Polish sausage that he
sells out of the back of his car.
Right, yeah. But it's overpriced.
It's overpriced.
He's like, my wife made the packaging. Right. What can I do about it? They're all kind of grimy, but you owe me $5.
Niles, Ohio. Niles police chased down two suspects
who had just jumped a train.
Accused of shoplifting from PetSmart. Then escaping together on one motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So they rob a PetSmart, which is that's a crime of necessity. Why else would you rob a PetSmart? Not of money.
Because the fish needs food.
Right. According to the Niles Police
Department. Your girlfriend is not that attractive.
According to a Niles
Police from PetSmart.
Or your boyfriend. Facebook page. A call came in around 11:30 a.m. So they're planning this.
Daytime.
This is a morning
daytime heist of a PetSmart.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday to report that two men took a large fish aquarium, then fled on a motorcycle while the back passenger held it. The picture of these two, and you tell me who the driver looks like, even though they blurred his face. I think that's a comic we know.
That does look like Greg Barron a little bit.
Doesn't it?
All right, so the guy in the back has a giant box
that
looks
too
like,
big to carry
looks like
on
an
the back
old
of a
school
motorcycle.
TV. These guys look like they work for the band Sublime.
Also, that's a horrible getaway car. Everyone can see you and identify.
But everybody has a train to jump on.
Yeah, I know. In Ohio.
Yeah, those guys look down on these two. Yeah.
The getaway car's in the second story of that other house.
Yeah, exactly.
All the stories come together.
It's like a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. It's like Magnolia.
You guys should find your best episode ever and write a screenplay that ties all three stories
together. Oh, my God. It'd be,
Paul Thomas Anderson. Or shorts. Like, you could do 20 shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of all these things is that you do feel like the dumbness interconnects all of us in some way.
But
you should do drunk history.
Exactly.
There it is.
Right. But make them tell what they did, but when they're sober.
Right.
They have to admit it.
I don't know. I can't remember. It's just a lot of people saying, I don't know what I did then.
Well,
at that point.
I think someone dared me. That'd be a lot of them.
There's a lot of that I blacked out.
Right.
But you look at the photo and it looks like if he accelerates at all, that guy's with the
flying
box
flying off
backwards.
A responding officer saw a motorcycle with a passenger carrying an aquarium, as I said, horrible getaway car.
Horrible.
On Route 46, and then he turned around to give chase. According to police, the passenger got off the motorcycle with the aquarium, dumped the aquarium.
Yeah, at that point.
And began running on West Street. That makes me think this was like a birthday gift? Like, why do you need the aquarium that bad? The cops are after you. Don't try to carry
something
that huge.
That's a great question, Jeff. Why do you need an aquarium that badly?
I'm going to guess that it had a personal connection.
Of course.
It was an ex-girlfriend's aquarium. Yeah. It was Nana's aquarium.
He broke it, and he's got to get a new one.
There was a personal mission behind that.
Yeah.
The passenger, Mitchell Atkins, two last names, was taken into custody, and another officer chased after the driver.
Now, I've been on the Atkins diet, which means you lift up an aquarium, you run from a motorcycle every day.
A lot of aquarium running.
Right. Police say a few minutes later, the motorcycle was found on the ground behind Chef Pang on North Main Street. When officers began to search the area, they found a man they described as nervous-looking behind a home on Franklin Street. Oh, you mean just some random guy hiding behind a home?
Who's that? Oh, that's the nervous guy in our backyard.
You don't know Nervous Greg?
Hey, honey, does Nervous Greg want to come in for dinner? I made extra lamb chops.
He's got anxiety.
He's got a pace.
This is my favorite part. So they see the guy behind a house, the cops do.
Right.
Like, what are you up to, man? This is what he decides to do. Officers said the man began to furiously prune a small tree with his bare hands.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a gardener. I'm here. I'm hired by the family.
I do it all by hand, man. Yeah. One leaf at a time. Yeah. You want it done right. It's got to be meticulous.
Yes. Wow. We don't do enough things by hand anymore.
Artisan tree barking removal.
While nervous.
Nervous artisan.
He told officers he was there to do yard work. He also told the officers he saw the suspect run
going that
east.
Way. Yes. That's it. That's
it. You can't I be saw like, him go look, that I'm just working way. Out a tree. The guy you're looking for ran that way. Didn't say we were looking for a guy.
Yeah, no exactly. one said that.
Right.
We the just asked what you're
listen,
doing.
Listen, the guy with the aquarium, he ran that way.
Yeah. What guy? No what one aquarium. Mentioned the aquarium. No one mentioned right.
it. He's got a lot of detail.
The fish went that the other way.
Aquarium this way, fish went that way.
Police say they didn't buy the story, and the officer who originally gave chase was called to the scene to identify the man who was hiding behind the house. He was the driver of the motorcycle, Christopher Binion. Jesus. Heir to the Binion? No, I don't know. Both suspects have been charged with theft offenses, and Binion was also charged with multiple traffic charges, including failure to comply. Now, I'm going to let you guys. We saw a picture of him on a bike. They just blurred their faces. Mm-hmm. Whose age do you want to guess? Christopher Binion?
The driver?
Hiding behind a house? Or
and
yes.
furiously pruning a tree?
Furiously pruning a tree. Let's, or let's Mitchell guess. Atkins, who won't give up an aquarium and tried to run with it on
let's,
foot.
Let's give it to Chris let's do Binion. The first one.
Binion.
First
Christopher one Binion, man, yeah. the nervous man behind the house? Okay. Yes. You are our guest. Do you want to go first? Tig,
I need a little more. Recap this guy. This part. I want to make an educated guess.
Okay. I will also bring back up the photo.
Yeah. So he drove the motorcycle, drove the getaway car.
Yep. Christopher Binion is driving the motorcycle. He's the getaway for them on the aquarium.
He looks like Dr. Drew.
He decided to hide behind a house. His best story he could come up with is that he was hand pruning a tree and then tried to tell the cops which direction to go.
This is a guy who's not afraid to wear a sweatshirt with shorts.
Right.
He's 32.
Okay. 32 Boom. Years old.
That was just okay. straight up. I think he's 37.
37 from Randy Sklar.
This guy's 46 years old.
He's wearing sunglasses in a picture. It's not an easy.
It's not an easy. Tough. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm saying 28.
28.
28 years old.
All right. Jeff's cousin, 28.
Okay.
Aaron. Designs by Aaron.
Okay. And we're and just,
1 R.
1 R.
Just from we are going with Christopher Binion, the driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is. Oh, let me first say, one of you. Is exactly right.
Oh,
if it's Jeff,
if it's
cousin,
Aaron, I'm walking out of here. Yeah.
Or give him his okay, own podcast. Who, on Star.
Damn it,
we're gonna get out of here on this. So tell me right now, who do you think is right?
I think it's Aaron. For Christ's sake,
he's going twofer.
Twofer. Yeah.
Do you think you're right?
I think I'm right.
Okay.
I think I'm right. 46 right. years old.
Christopher Binion.
I said 37.
Get your answers in now, Tony. Is 46 years old.
Yay! Yes!
He's our age.
I felt it.
What the hell?
Yeah, we're old dudes.
Okay.
There we go.
It's that simple.
There we go, guys.
Dumb comes at every corner of your life.
That's right. Every decade of your life.
Every decade of your life, you can be dumb. It doesn't matter how. Jeff Ross, thank you for joining the show today. So happy to have you on the show.
Man.
And look, it's fun to roast dumb, isn't it?
It's fun to roast, period.
Yes, it really is. It really, having gotten a taste in our mouth.
I absolutely love it. And I do think you'll see it in our stand-up act moving forward. Thanks to you, Jeff Ross. Roast Battle, again, tonight.
Roast Battle 3.
Roast Battle 3, Season 3, tonight. We're next Tuesday.
It's every Tuesday night at 10. Just go ahead
there'll
and
see. There'll be a highlight promo for your guys' battle tonight.
At the end of this battle.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so you know, you'll get a little
watch
taste
tonight
of it.
Watch tonight and get a little taste of it for next week. I can't wait, and thank you for giving us the opportunity. And oh, shit, we got to get back
think
to
of the
work.
World of you guys. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Buddy. I love it.
It's a good show.